The next committee report is Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance. Ray Cepeda chairs the committee. Members of the committee include trustees Montgomery, Treasurer McGeever, myself, as well as student trustees Hall, McClinton, and Wilson. Ray, you have the floor.
Thank you. So on the meeting of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee was held at 1 p.m. on Monday, May 9th, 2016. Members of the committee present constituted of quorum of Chairman Cepeda, Trustee McMillan, Trustee McKeever, student trustees McClinton, Wilson, and Hall were also present. After approval of the March 7, 2016 committee meeting minutes, the following board items, items and presentations were made. Mr. Michael Bass, Senior Associate Vice President and Deputy Controller, introduced Mr. Alan Catchell, Senior Associate with the firm of Sewinski Jackson, who made a design presentation for the Design Center at Urbana. Mr. Bass also presented five draft capital and lease items for committee consideration. Assistant Vice President Dwayne Elmore presented four purchase and three renewal recommendations for committee consideration. Mr. Bass presented a draft item for amendments to the energy cost management policy. And Vice President Walter Knorr presented a draft item for preliminary operating budget 2017. Vice Chancellor Renee Romano presented a draft item for the agreement between the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District and the University Urbana Campus. Walter Knorr presented a proposal for the line of credit agreement between the university and the Singapore Research LLC. Executive Director Ginger Velasquez presented the results of the fiscal year 2015 compliance audit report. Ms. Julie Zemaitis, Executive Director of University Audits, presented the internal audit report for the third quarter ended March 31, 2016. Board Secretary Designate Deidre Williams then discussed the recommendation to disclose certain minutes of executive sessions. Vice President Walter Knorr updated the committee on the status of the state budget, including the status of the fiscal year 2016 stopgap appropriation and the monetary assistance program and receipts to date. He also informed the committee of the successful sale of the auxiliary revenue bonds in April for the UIS Student Union. Lastly, he informed the committee that the fiscal 2016 financial and compliance audit by the firm of Clifton Larson through the Auditor General had begun. Clifton Larson will be at the July 7th committee to make the required audit scope communication. The committee then went into executive session, which then adjourned at 2:25 p.m. Additionally, 10 items for board consideration today are recommended to the full board. They are as follows. Item 21, agreement between the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District and Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois. Item 22, name outdoor space for College of Engineering Urbana. 23, rename the Irwin Center for Doctoral Study in Business Urbana. Item 24, amend the energy cost management policy. Item 25, the preliminary operating budget for fiscal year 2017. Item 26, the line of credit agreement between the University of Illinois and the UI Singapore Research LLC. Item 27, design for the Design Center facility at Urbana. Item 28, construction contract for the University Hall facade repair project in Chicago. Item 29, lease of space for the biomedical and translational research Urbana. And lastly, item 30, which is purchase recommendations and renewals, which amounted to a total of $15.2 million in purchases and $13.7 million in renewals. The next meeting of the committee is set for Monday, July 11th, 2016 at 1 p.m.
Very good. Another full meeting.
It was a full one, yes.
It was a full one. Any questions? All right, hearing none,